Hi, this is Ron LeGrand, and welcome to the call tonight. We're going to get started. I don't know how long this call will take, but I don't expect it to probably go on more than 30, 40 minutes or so. The purpose of the call tonight is to prepare all of those who are coming to my commercial property boot camp coming up here on August the 5th. So if you're on this call for any other reason, a wrong call, or, of course, if you are on this call for the wrong reason, stay tuned and maybe you'll learn something. But if you're registered already, then you should have the hotel location. I'm going to give that to everyone right now in case you didn't get it. We are at the Jacksonville Marriott on Salisbury Road. Jacksonville Marriott, Salisbury Road, and the number is 904-296-2222. If you can't get into the Marriott, there's an Embassy Suites right around the corner, and there's several other hotels right on that strip. We are going to begin at 9 a.m. sharp on the first day, which is August the 5th. So please be there on time to do that, and we're going to go right on through till, oh, you know what, I'm not going to make you stay up half the night at this event. We are actually going to be done at around 6 o'clock in the evening would be my best guess on the average. No intentions of going any later than that here. That might be good news for all you Quick Start graduates. And we will start at 9 o'clock every single day. And on the last day, we'll be through by 4 o'clock. So there's your agenda. If you want to do nighttime activities, you'll have plenty of time. You're probably, oh, I guess, maybe 18, 20 miles from the ocean. So if you want to take time to, in fact, it's a straight shot to the ocean from the hotel. And so if you want to go down to the beach and walk on the beach or play in the water, no need to worry about sharks here. In fact, I don't think the sharks have eaten anybody here in at least the last couple of weeks. Just kidding. We do have a boardwalk down there. So the beaches are wide open. We're not very far from Mayport Naval Station. And, of course, there's always St. Augustine. St. Augustine is about 20 miles south of where we will be, and it will be interstate the entire way. So I'm going to cover a lot of stuff at this event. And the purpose of this call is to actually encourage you to bring some leads. So I'm going to tell you what leads I'm looking for and what a lead looks like and where to find them and how to bring them, and maybe we can even get you a deal before you're out of this room, because we literally are going to be structuring deals on day two, day three, and day four. So the more projects that you bring, better chance that we got of getting something going that you will be part of for ongoing. And in fact, if you need help with these projects, the help will be there. I can tell you that on day two, I'm going to have the self-storage expert there. So you might want to make a note to look for some self-storage units as soon as I tell you out here in a minute. And then I'm going to have Lance Edwards there on small apartments. And then I will be delivering the rest of the event, and we're going to cover all kinds of properties in all kinds of sizes in any city and talk about how to make money in commercial property without using your money or credit and how to raise capital and exit strategies and how to do most of it tax-free and how to spot deals that you can't spot without this training, because most people can't. And we're just where the money is built. You're going to hear a lot about what I've done with projects and mistakes that I made, and I'll have my projects in the room for you to take a look at, and you can see that, hey, if I can do it, anybody can do it. So a lot to cover in those 4 days. I will tell you that I won't be doing this again, so if you happen to be listening to this call and you're not registered yet, you may register at Global Publishing. There should be a registration link on the email you got for the property information sheets that we sent you with the invitation to get on this call. We have kept the price down to $995, and that's per couple, specifically to try to let anybody and everybody get in this thing, since it is the last one, and I won't be doing another one after it. So if commercial property interests you, you really ought to give this some serious thought. You get one shot at it. If commercial property doesn't interest you, you really ought to give this some serious thought, because you get one shot at it. And honestly, how can you not be interested in something you know little or nothing about? So if I were you, I'd come spend the time and get this training and then decide what you want to do with it from there. But to help you make that decision, if you'll take a look at all the wealthy people in this country, the super wealthy people that have any of their wealth built around real estate, you'll usually find that it is commercial property. And by the way, I'm not asking anyone to stop anything they're doing in residential. I don't even want you to slow it down. We are going to be looking at and processing commercial properties in addition to what we do in the residential world, so there's no need to actually replace anything. It's an add-on. It's an add-on income. It's an income stream, but also it's an add-on equity boost. And in fact, many folks have made enough money on one commercial project to set them up for life. And of course, that's the beginning of a lot of fortunes, and those stories are endless. All right. Well, I hope you got the link to download the property information sheets. You certainly won't recognize them because they're not the one you may be used to in the residential world. There is a different type of property information sheet for different types of properties, and clearly labeled at the top. So you might want to start with what interests you. We will be talking about apartments, large and small. We'll talk about RV parks. We'll talk about retail and self-storage and mobile home parks and land development and everything in between. This boot camp is dedicated to teach you what commercial is all about and how to analyze commercial property going in so that you'll know what it's worth going out, and how to fix what's broke and profit from it, and how to analyze the numbers as to what you can finance it for at a later date or sell it for, and know these numbers and how to process them before going in. Now, some people, in fact, I would venture to say most people in the commercial world are specialists. I'm working on a lease right now today on a restaurant that I want to rent, and it is in a shopping center, and the owner of that shopping center owns 27 shopping centers in this one city alone, and he's only one of several that have a lot of shopping centers. Some people love shopping centers, and that's what they specialize in. I know people with just dozens and dozens of apartment complexes that they've acquired over the years. I know people who don't do anything but mobile home parks because they are cash cows if you remove the mobile homes from them and just rent out the parks or the land. I mean, look, there's something here for everyone. Land development was my specialty prior to 2008. We had multiple projects going. I had 32 projects going simultaneously in 9 different states. And we were building just about anything you can describe, right on up to indoor water parks and houses and retail and properties that we were going to sell off on fractionals and the whole works. So must be something here that interests you. And again, we're not necessarily talking about humongous properties, multi-million dollar deals. We are going to be discussing very small commercial projects where you live and on up to the larger ones, and hopefully get you started wherever you feel comfortable. So I guess the first question is where do we find all these properties? Well, the good news is the largest supply of them are going to come to you right on the web. I'm going to give you some websites here, so get some pencil and paper to write with. And I'm just giving you a touch of them. I'm just, honestly, I just went through my manual, which, of course, you'll receive at the event, and I just picked out a few that I thought might interest you, I'm guessing at least another 100 or so in the manual. But today, the truth is, Google will find anything for you, so if you pick a type of a property you'd like to look for, you put it in Google, here will come a bunch of websites with that type of property on it. And the first one on our list is LoopNet, loopnet.com. That's the most popular commercial site in America, LOOPNET.com. On that site, you'll be able to browse around for free, and then, of course, they'll do everything they can to get you to join. It's not very expensive to join. I don't think, last time I looked, I think it was maybe $50 a month, and then you get access to everything on there. But you'll be able to find tons of properties on there for free. Plenty enough to keep you busy for our exercise for this event anyway, but I think you're going to, if you take the commercial, your LoopNet's going to be a part of your life one way or another, buying and selling for that matter. And another one is land.com. net. That's land, L-A-N-D, dot net, if you're interested in land. And another cool one is landwatch.com. That's landwatch, W-A-T-C-H, dot com. And then here's one, landandfarm.com. I don't know if that's land and farms or land and farm, but it should come up anyway. That one's good for buying properties that are currently farms or zoned for agricultural use. And there's some really good properties out there that are currently zoned agricultural that probably should be upgraded, upzoned, and turned into higher and better use. And as you're going to learn, that's how you make money with land, is changing its use, or one way anyway. Mobile homes. Here's one called mobilehomeparkstore.com. Let's see, I wonder what they sell in that store. Yeah, mobile home parks. That's mobile home parks. No, mobilehomeparkstore.com. Mobilehomeparkstore.com. And then there's another one called rvparkstore.com. That's for RV sites. And so anyway, there's a ton of them on there. If you want apartments, just go put apartments in. If you want self-storage, I honestly don't have them on my list in front of me tonight, but you got plenty to pick from. So go to Google. All right, let's go on these sites, and now let me tell you what to look for. And by the way, I will be taking some questions if, in fact, we can actually keep our sanity when I open up the mics afterward. If not, I'm going to shut it down real quick, and you may email me your questions tonight or tomorrow, and I'll get on them tomorrow for you. So I can tell you right now, when I open this mic up, no barking dogs, no screaming children, no screaming spouses, no noise in the background, no televisions, no radios, no conversations going on, or I'm just going to shut it down as fast as I open it. So you can hit your mute button and mute out everything behind you, then you won't be guilty of any racket in the background. All right, so what are we looking for? Here is what we're looking for in one word, and that word is problems. My friends, we are not interested in paying retail price for any type of commercial property. It didn't take me long to figure out that if we pay retail and we sell at retail, it's going to be very difficult to make any money. We don't buy like we sell, and the way we're going to profit is to buy it and then fix whatever's broke and then sell it and or refinance it at a higher price. And that's as simple as the game is. Find what's broke, fund it, fix it, and either flip it or refinance it. And we'll talk about doing all of the above. But, of course, in order to flip it or refinance it, we must know what it's going to take to get it to its highest and maximum use so that we can be in a position to flip it and or fund it with a permanent loan. So, again, we are looking for problems. There's really only two types of commercial property. There's land, and then there are buildings on those land. Anywhere you see buildings, it used to be land. Somebody had to take a look at that land and picture a building on it. But fortunately, there's an awful lot of buildings out there right now that need to be bulldozed and rebuilt. And so one of the opportunities you should be looking for are old, downgraded, ugly properties sitting in the middle of developed or newer properties that really should be bulldozed. Of special value are 1, 2, 3, 4-story buildings in a downtown area or near a downtown area sitting beside a 10-story building. Any time I can raise the density or raise the occupancy, in other words, raise the amount of square footage in a building, I've increased the value of the land that that building will go on tremendously by simply getting a approval from the city to take that old small building and turn it into a newer large building. Doesn't mean you have to build the building. Doesn't mean you have to touch the land. Doesn't mean you have to bulldoze anything. But some of the best money is made is in seeing the opportunity and converting those small, very small tracts of land by simply hiring an engineer and let him take care of all the work that has to be done with the city while you have the property under contract. Anyway, there's big, big money in that. So one thing you might want to be looking for in your area or driving around is properties that should be bulldozed and redid, especially if they have realtor signs in front of them. We love commercial brokers. We'll be talking about them actually on day one. And frankly, I think probably 75% of all the properties that I've ever purchased came through some sort of a commercial broker, and you'll find them a big asset in your business. In a minute, I'll tell you what I want you to bring to class, and if there's a broker involved, you'll have no problem getting everything I need for class. All right, so here's the problems we're looking for. The more vacancy, the better. Whether it be apartment complex, whether it be retail, whatever it is. If it is a high vacancy factor, there's a problem. Well, we might be able to fix that problem. If we can fix it, we can raise the value of the property considerably. This is just like houses. If you buy a house that needs renovated, you buy it cheap. If you buy a house that's in excellent condition, you pay full retail price for it. Same here. So we need to buy properties that either need their management fixed or their property fixed or both. And vacancy, of course, is a sign usually of poor management, and it's probably a problem we can fix. So whatever you're looking for, look for those high vacancy factors and look for those poor conditions. When you get these properties presented to you on LoopNet or any other website for that matter, it is pretty clear that the property needs work, and they're making no secret of it. And the poor condition ones are going to sell at a lot cheaper prices and are conducive of owner financing. Anytime we've got properties with problems, we got a good opening to get some owner financing, which makes our job a lot easier to purchase the property. Also, a high or a no cap rate. Now, you may not know what a cap rate is right now, but we'll figure that out in class. But I can tell you, it is the most important number in commercial property as it relates to value. And when you see a high cap rate, it means the property's got a problem. A high cap rate is anything over a 10 cap, if you want to make a note of that. When you see apartment complexes and income-producing properties listed at a 7 cap or an 8 cap or even a 9 cap, they're a total waste of your time. Don't print them out. They're worthless to us. That's retail price, and we're not going to touch the property. When you see properties listed above a 10 cap or when there's no cap, you see, if the property doesn't have a positive cash flow, then it cannot have a cap rate. So many of the properties you're looking for have no or a low cash flow and are literally in the negative. Well, we can prepare and handle all of that. And of course, that is what will get us the price that we want and the terms that we want when applicable to get into the property. Sometimes we pay all cash for properties when they're cheap enough and encourage us to go raise the cash. But again, I want a high cap rate above 10, which is clearly published on all of these properties that are on their site, or I want a no cap rate because the vacancy rate is so high or the income is so low there really is no net income, and therefore nobody can publish a cap rate. Also, let's say we're looking for properties with doors, like apartment complexes, a low price per door. Say, for example, you're looking at a 100-unit apartment complex, and you're looking online, and similar units are selling for $40,000 a door. Now, all of a sudden, you see this thing listed, and it's listed at $18,000 a door. Well, that one's worthy of pursuing. I don't know if it's a deal until we get the rest of the facts, but anytime you see it listed below market value, it is worthy of you pursuing and printing out and bringing to class. Same thing with land. If I see farmland and it's been going for $30,000 an acre, and now all of a sudden I see it listed for $8,000 an acre, similar land, or if it just looks like it's listed cheap, and of course land is different prices in different parts of the country. Closer it is to civilization, the more it's going to cost, and the higher price market you're in, the more it's going to cost per acre. But if you are looking around and land looks cheap to you and it appears to be a good deal, then print it out and bring it, and we'll take a look at it as well, as long as you bring the rest of the facts we're discussing here in just a second. Anything that's in the path of progress, when you're looking for land, anytime you see land very near to commercial development, it is a land at least worth to take a look at. Not saying that most of it isn't listed at retail price, because it is, but look, my friends, this is just like houses. This is just like any other business. Most of the properties listed on any website you go to are listed at top retail price. So don't get upset about that. Just understand that we won't be buying those properties, just as most of the houses in this country are listed at top retail price. So we have to screen out the ones that are worth pursuing and follow up. In the world of single-family houses, those are houses with terms. If we can get the seller to say yes to terms, we have interest. Or price. If we know that the property can be bought way below market value because it's a cash deal, then we're interested. Well, it's the same in commercial property. It's just that the parameters you're looking for are a little bit different, and there's more information to digest. But fortunately, there's also a due diligence period, of which all commercial properties come with after you put them under contract. The good thing about commercial properties is that you have some period of time, usually no less than 30 days and sometimes many several months, to do your due diligence with no risk whatsoever. And you don't even need a reason to back out of it. You just say, I'm out, and you're out, unlike residential properties. Once you put up a deposit with residential properties, it's at risk if you don't buy. That's just not true with commercial. So don't be afraid to take a look at anything that's in the path of progress, and don't let the dollar scare you as well. Look, it doesn't cost anything to print these things out and bring them. You print them out and bring them. Worst case, we can't do anything with them. Best case, you just happen to hit one out of the park that day because you took the effort to print them out. So if you see a piece of land that's on right on the edge of development, and it's listed by a broker, all right, just take a little bit of time, find out what it's listed for, and just do a little bit of homework and see if you can find out what similar land like that is going for per acre in that area. If you see a FSBO sign on land, I'm telling you it's probably a good idea for you to call and get the facts on it and fill out the sheet and bring it in regardless. Because if we got one for sale by owner, we very well might be able to do just like we do in the house business, call them up and see if we can get some terms and take it from there. So low price per acre, low price per door, in the path of progress. And again, don't forget about small parcels in the middle of higher and better used parcels. And anything with owner financing. If the seller is advertising owner financing, you probably got a distressed seller for some reason, and it may not be anything to do with the property. So anything and everything that you can turn up that looks like it might be in a distressed situation, print it out and bring it to class. Now, here's what I want you to print out. Telling you right now, I don't need to see 12 pages of anything. But if this is an income-producing project, which means it's not that it's just not just land, I must see the financials. I must see the current expenses and the current income and the projected expenses and the projected income. That's called a pro forma. Most of the sites that put projects up there have this stuff already there printed right on the site. Now, I know you're not going to go get this stuff if it's not there, but if it is there, please print it out. I want a picture of the project, but if there's 48 pictures up there, just give me two or three of them. Don't bring all this stuff to class because it's going right in the trash can. I'm especially talking to you thinker brains. I do not need to see every single detail there is on a property to determine whether I need to see more. So bring me a picture of the thing, whatever it is, so I can get a feel for what I'm dealing with. Bring me the financials on it. Of course, I need the asking price. And if there's any terms offered, I need all of that valuable information as well. And whatever the problem is, make sure I get that. And all of that should be right there in front of you on the site. And if if those financial numbers are not there, and you can't get them, I can tell you right now, there's very little we're going to be able to do with it if we don't have anything to work with. Just like a house, if you don't know what the asking price is, I don't know where to go next. So also, if there's debt on these things, I need to know what the existing debt is. And if you need to call the broker to ask them that, fine. Just tell them that you're working with a partner and that you are the acquisition person and it's your job to seek out projects and then bring them to your partner, and your partner will follow up if, in fact, there is interest. Now, I sent you some property information sheets. Fill those out for me, and you'll have the information I need. I know you will not get 100% of them filled out. I understand all of that, but the more information you can put in those blanks, the easier it's going to me for me to work on these things in front of the room and discuss them. I'll also spend some time working on them when I'm not on the stage. So if you bring the projects, I'll do everything I can to get through all of them before you leave. If you want self-storage units, I can tell you that our self-storage guy, Scott Myers, not only partners with some people, but also buys them from people as well and pays them a finder's fee. And same with Lance for small apartments. And and I've got some folks that will pay you finder's fees on large apartments as well. Now, I will tell you that apartment complexes over 100 units are going to be a hard find for you. They're in high demand right now. But look anyway and don't stop, because there's so many of you scattered around the country, you just never know when you're going to run across a real pearl. And if it's on LoopNet, of course, everybody can see it. So if you are in your own hometown and you happen to get a lead on some good stuff, then make sure you get a hold of it and bring it. All commercial brokers know what's going on in their city. Making a call or two to a commercial broker, if you're not scared, probably lead you to some good stuff. But you need to know, you need to tell the broker what you're looking for when you call him because you know, if you call him up and say, hey, I'm looking for some properties that I can get some deals on, that doesn't mean anything to them, and that conversation is going to be short-lived. So if you're looking for apartments, you talk apartments. If you're looking for self-storage, then you talk self-storage. And we'll go over how to handle a broker in class, and I guess a script or two for you as well. So anyway, come prepared. Bring as many leads as you can. Again, one or two or three or four pages, not a book. And make sure there's some photographs with it that you pull right off the line. I'm not asking anybody to go driving around all over the place to photograph properties. And incidentally, I don't really care if these properties are where you live or not. I would start where you live. But if they're not where you live, then bring them up, and there might be somebody in the room interested in them if you are not interested in pursuing the one because it's out of your area. So anyway, with that said, I'm going to open this line up now. Hold on just a second. All right, I'm going to open it up, and let's see what it sounds like. Everybody hit the mute button if you would. Let's see how. Of course, now if you hit the mute button and you want to ask a question, you got to hit it again to get back in here. Here we go. If you have questions on anything that that you need to know before you come, or anything at all involving commercial, please go ahead and send them to me tonight or tomorrow, and I'll tell you where to send them. Send them to Tish, T-I-S-H, at LegrandProjects.com. That's Tish, T-I-S-H, at L-E-G-R-A-N-D, Projects.com, or as they say in Canada, Projects.com. And I'll get them back to you tomorrow. I'd love to take your questions tonight, but there's over 250 people on this call, and we just can't do it. So, all right. With that said, I hope I'm going to see all of you there. And on the 5th, we'll have a pretty good room full of folks, and we'll go over some projects and have some fun. And I promise you, you're going to learn a whole lot about commercial property during this event. So again, contact me tomorrow if you have questions. We'll see you all soon. Thank you for tuning in tonight.